incredible song. It's introduced to me by a fellow named Luke McNeil. He's been here a couple of times. Great performer. The song was written by a guy named Darryl Scott. Been covered by Brad Paisley, Patti Loveless, a few others. It's featured, the various versions, in fact, are featured on an FX program called Justify, which I discovered on Amazon Prime. It's not bad. It takes place in Harlan, Kentucky. Now that's out in the boonies, let me tell you now. The protagonist, Raylan Givens, his father was a petty crook. Raylan escaped and went, became a law officer, a deputy U.S. Marshal. Blew away somebody in Miami, bad guy, under sort of questionable circumstances, so they transferred him back to his hometown of Harlan. Weren't too happy about that, so he blew some people away there, too. I thought the song might have been written for the show because it fits so perfectly, but not so. I found out later that Darryl Scott, his family was from Harlan County, and there's some gaps in the family history, so he went back and researched it and wrote the song about actually about his grandparents. Harlan County is an interesting place. You know, I spent almost 30 years in the underground mining business. I traveled the world from visiting countries from Argentina to Zimbabwe. And a lot of interesting people saw a lot of interesting places, some scarier than others. I was in one of the worst typhoons ever to hit the Philippines, killed 800 people in Manila alone. The town I'd been in the night before was wiped off the map. I was in South Africa, the day of the Bishu massacre. I was also there when they shot Chris Hani, the head of the militant wing of the ANC, and I was there the day of the referendum that ended apartheid. And I remember going to the polling place with my buddy Bill, who had to vote, and seeing the brown shirts, the clerks, stormtroopers, all around the polling place with their weapons. I've been in bombings and earthquakes and floods, riots, had an Uzi stuffed in my face. Used to thrive on that stuff. But one of the scariest places I went was right here in the U.S., and that was Harlan County, Kentucky. Back in the day, which is to say when the UMW was organizing the coal miners, there were several pitched battles fought in Harlan between the miners and the Pinkertons that the mine managers had hired. They used to call it Bloody Harlan. They still do, actually. There's a lot of little punch mines in the hollers around Harlan. It's one big mine in the center of Harlan, and really, as far as industry goes, coal is it. Coal is fading. So it's a poverty-stricken area. A lot of the young men are never finished high school. They just quit and went to work in the mines. They say it's very difficult to escape Harlan because there's just no opportunity to get out. A lot of people have never even left the county in their entire lives. These are the people that vote for Mitch McConnell and Rand Paul. The center of Harlan is a big mine. They've preserved, big coal mine, they've preserved some of the relics of the old days. The entire mine property is ringed by a double row of cyclone fence electrified with razor wire on top. Inside this compound is the offices, the portal, the lamp room, supply depot, and so on. The gate is made out of steel I-beams. And on each side of the road, once you get through the gate, is a concrete pillbox, each containing a 50 caliber machine gun. And they're spiked, so they can't be used today, but they did see service back in the day. They don't like strangers much in New Holland. Especially don't like strangers that are Yankees and that are flaming liberals. I'll tell you what, if I had had the nerve to go into a restaurant and hit on one of their women, I'd never have gotten out of Holland alive. That's the name of the song, "You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive." In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I traced my bloodline. And it's there that I read on the hillside gravestone, "Never leave Harlan." My grandfather's dad came down Catherine's Mountain and took Chili Hilton for his bride. He said, "Walk with me down out of the mouth of this hollow. Oh, we'll never leave Holland." The sun comes up about 10, and then the sun about 3 in the day. You fill your cup, whatever bitter beer you're drinking, you spend your life thinking how to get away. No one ever knew it was cold in the mountains till a man waving $100 bills, said, "I'll pay you for your minerals." But he never left Harlan alive. Grandma sold out cheap. They moved out west of Pine Grove to a farm where Richland River winds. Oh, but they danced them a jig, laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive? When this where the sun goes up about 10, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, you fill your cup with whatever bitter drink you drink, spend your life thinking how to get away. But the times they got hard, tobacco wasn't selling. Granddad knew what he had to do to survive. He dug for Harlan coal, sent the money back to Grandma. Never left Harlan deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky. That's the place where I trace my bloodline. And 'twas there that I read